Steam locomotives were some of the most powerful machines ever built. They pulled trains that fueled our imagination. They represented vision, collaboration, ingenuity, customer service, and extraordinary human achievement. But in order to get to their destination, it took someone guiding them through a series of switches in order to get to the main line. Just like leaders today, it takes someone directing them down the right path in order to get to their destination. Welcome to Mainline Executive Coaching ACT, which stands for and Cultural Transformation, hosted by Master Certified Intelligent Leadership Executive Coaches Michael Bailey and Rich Barron. With over 50 years of successful cultural transformation and quantum leadership development between them. Once again, thanks for joining us and enjoy today's show.
Mainline Executive Coaching, here we are. Mainline Executive Coaching, ACT. Good day, wherever you are. Good evening, whatever is going on with you. I hope you're having a great day, a wonderful time making things happen out there for you as a leader and the other leaders and the people in your organization. We have got a great one for you today. Rich Barron, my partner, I'm Michael Bailey. Do the introductions here. And what we're talking about here is your leadership bleeding? That's the way to take a look at it. Is your leadership circle levels, people, those are they bleeding? Are you, as an organization, are you bleeding? Are you bleeding out? You might even ask that. And it's not going to get any easier with the times that are going ahead. We are interested in examining this idea of why is leadership attrition increased from just a few years ago, 14%, it's gone up to 18%. We think we have some ideas that can help you out on that. It's, like I said, it's not getting better. It's actually getting worse. And it'll probably continue to get worse until it's really understood what's going on here.
What's going on?
So we're going to tackle this from the point of view of why do people leave? You know, organizations, Rich, they want to think of themselves, well, they're leaving because they've just run out of options. They couldn't figure out how to work with us. They didn't know what to do. But sometimes they're a little bit more insidious than that. Sometimes it's just not they're leaving. Sometimes they're what? Pushing people out. Sometimes right. They're just hanging them out to dry so they don't have anywhere to go. They don't have any support. Let's start talking at those two points about, yeah, we want you out. You just don't have any value anymore. And then talk about the other one. We'll just, you know, one's aggression. The other one's passive aggression. Let's just discuss that for a few minutes here.
You know, I think we saw a lot of this leadership turnover really start amping up during the pandemic. And that great resignation, 8% of that great resignation was CEOs. Did you know that? That's a big number especially when you consider how many millions were walking out off the job during that great resignation. And then you get 8% of CEOs, and that doesn't count all the other leaders that were walking out or why that problem is still continuing today. You know, some of those issues we talked about previously, you know, are there problems within the company that, you know, toxic bosses, toxic culture that really is pushing people out the door? Is that something that still is a problem that needs to be corrected? Statistics say yes. Statistics say that one in four of these people who are leaving organizations are leaving because of a toxic boss. You know, they're not leaving just because they hate the organization. They're leaving because of leadership. And that's even within leadership is leaving because of the leadership that they're answering to. Right. That's a problem. The other thing too, Michael, that we're seeing is not just about I'm tired of the boss, I'm tired of the culture. It's something a little deeper than that. It's I want something more for me. I'm not, you know, I think I've done everything I could here. I want to move on. I want something more for me. And that didn't happen a while ago, Michael. You saw leaders and people in executive positions sticking with organizations for decades, sticking it out right till their retirement. Now you're seeing that leadership change every three to five years.
The philosophy has very definitely changed in terms of loyalty to an organization, yes. The people that are there. That has changed a lot. Yeah.
So, you know, let's look at some of these points that we're talking about. And, you know, if company has a leadership turnover problem, let's break that one down. Commitment to one's moral compass.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's a big one. And that's what you leaders that are coming onto a new business, you must know what your moral compass is. You got to be very clear about that.
Yes.
It can't be, yeah, I know what it is. No, it's really got to be a crystal clarity about what are your core values? What are your core principles? What is your sense of vision for yourself? Core purpose statement, that kind of stuff, as well as your mission in terms of leadership. If those things aren't articulated, written down, rehearsed, gone over again and again and again, you're putting yourself right in the, I'm going to tell you, you're walking in very muddy water. You're walking into a swamp because you think you know when in fact you do not know. So you're setting yourself up for failure. Because if you know that, you will instinctively and intuitively know when you're starting to talk to people in an interviewing process. We've been through this many times with people. We assist people
in every day. We jobs. Go through that. Absolutely.
So if you don't instinctively, intuitively, you know, feel, you know, if something's off, you're just in a crapshoot. You don't know, especially if you think you know, but you really don't know. Yeah. That's not going to turn out well for you. So that's one of the things we promote here very strongly. Know who you are. Know what that core is. Be really clear about it. Be strong on it. Reinforce it a lot. So what are your thoughts on that?
It's interesting. This goes back to a survey Forbes did. And if you look at it, about 10,000 boomers and Gen Xers are retiring every single day, about 10,000 a day, which is putting more and more millennial age leaders into those leadership positions. But here's the thing, when they surveyed these individuals, one of the things that came up very lowest on their totem pole, if you will, was leaving a legacy. They talk about transformational leadership. They want to make sure that they're including everybody. But the problem is that survey showed they're not really worried about legacy. That's an interesting topic to me. That's part of that moral compass, because regardless of whether you do a good job, whether you do a bad job, whether you're there 3 years, whether you're there 5 years, whether you spend your career, whatever you do in that leadership position is going to leave a legacy of some sort. Is it? And if maybe it's such a poor one, no one's going to remember who you are. But if you've done something incredible and you truly want to transform people's lives, right? This moral compass, I want to be in a leadership position because I really want to transform. I want to be people's lives. I want to be a servant leader. You need to understand what legacy is, because you can't say, oh, that's on the very end of my worry list. But in fact, that should be something that you're extremely concerned about, because being a leader and passing on those leadership abilities and being a servant leader is about your legacy.
You know what that's like? I'll tell you what that's like. It's like you're dating somebody. And you want to really leave a great impression on them, but you don't want to marry them.
Yeah.
So for some reason, you think, I'm just going to date a lot of people. I'm going to have a lot of impact on, you know, I'm going to help them transform and change their lives, but they'll remember me all the time, but I'm not going to marry them. How long do you think they're going to remember you after you walk out the door and you thought you left this great impression on them?
Yeah.
How about 5 minutes? That's what that's going to last like.
Right.
Unless you've done damage, then they'll remember you a long time.
But yeah.
Damage is not legacy. Damage is damage.
Yeah.
So this is kind of a self-delusion of, I want to transform. Now, here's the joke about that whole doggone thing. Richard, we talked about it. People who are clueless about themselves have no ability whatsoever to transform anything, let alone a pie. They just don't know how to do it because they don't know who they are. Transformation is a huge thing. It comes out of a lot of levels of skills and self-awareness. So if you're one of those people that you think you're going around the world transforming it, you're not transforming anything at all. So
transformation
kind of a self-delusion.
That starts with yourself. Yeah, absolutely.
It does. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's right. So go on.
Well, this next one, let's talk about this next one, agility in leading and managing organizational change.
Built right off of you know who you are, you know how you work, you know how you learn,
yep.
You know what makes things go and how to connect other people. If you don't have that basis, again, that core, you have very little ability to influence people either directly or indirectly. The first thing people look at, Rich, as you know, when they look at you as a leader is how well do you do it? Show us your performance. Show us how you accomplish this. Show us how you make this happen. And if you can't do that, you know, then how do you expect to really influence them either directly that way or indirectly through teaching them and helping them?
A lot of that comes from that Glassdoor survey, 1.4 million employees surveyed. And they looked at some of the things they felt were bad, you know, that were created poor leadership, if you will, what they viewed as poor leadership. This is one of the ones that were the very top, organizational change. Now, is that reorganization within the company? Is that M&A? Is that things you're trying to do internally? It doesn't matter. If you do not have the ability to affect positive organizational change, you're going to be viewed as a poor leader. So this is either one of two things are going to happen. Either the company's going to recognize this and you're going to get pushed out, or two, you're going to find out you are in a world of hurt. You're in over your head. Stress levels go up. Everything we've talked about this in previous podcasts, it's going to start impacting you personally. And that's another one of the reasons for turnover.
Yeah. And that's, and see, that leads to a couple of very interesting discussions about investing in leadership.
Yes.
There's kind of two levels of that anyway. There's investing in leaders to help them in their performance of their jobs.
Right.
Just in their jobs, what they're assigned to do, what they've been hired to do as engineers or whatever it may be. This is your thing that you're really good at.
Effective onboarding, effective training programs in your organization.
And then there's the other part of it is training and coaching to be a leader.
Right.
Those are two different things completely.
Two different worlds. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we think, well, if I can help this individual become better at their job, that will then naturally carry over to them being a better leader. Some part of it, yes, but a lot of part of it, no. That's not going to carry over because they're a different set of skills. So, you know, yeah, you got to help them out, but help them out in ways that mean something, not only to you, that person at the top, kind of doing that stuff with your board member or CEO, whatever that might be, but also in terms of where they're living, where they're, you know, the rubber meets the ground for them and how they're going to be dealing with the other people. So it's not, and see, we always want to make it simpler and cheaper.
we want to get away with the least amount of money we have to spend on that.
Yeah. And we've got other surveys here that interestingly enough, probably over a period of about 10 years.
Yes.
The amount that people, that organizations put into leadership development has not changed in 10 years.
No, it's that dollar figure, that average dollar figure, which is $3,594.
Yeah.
That's on a global basis, a global average of what organizations spend on leadership development. You're right. It hasn't changed.
And then they wonder why they're bleeding leaders.
Yeah. And you wonder, here's the other thing, Michael, let's talk about this real quick. Is that what are the costs of executive turnover, leadership turnover?
Yeah, that's huge.
Let's unpack that. When you're not developing your employees and you're saying, oh, $3,500 is too much, let's look at what the cost of replacing an employee is, okay? National average is 32% of what their annual salary is. And if we break that down, and people out there are going, oh, there's no way it could be, you know, 32% of what an employee's salary is. Do you know at a CEO level, it's actually closer to $500,000.
Yeah.
National average. So let's talk about that real quick. And it's not just compensation. That really has nothing to do with that because their salary was their salary, right? Okay. But here it is, things that factor in their turnover costs, the total compensation, the benefits, the fringe out there, which is on average is 33% of their salary, which is really that fringe rate. Time to backfill that vacated position, HR time, recruiter time? What is it costing them to really, you know, go out there and do all the interviews, recruiting, and try to find that new person? The new leadership ramp up time. How long does it take to really ramp, get that leader in a position? Is it 30 days, 60 days, 90 days? Chances are it's probably more than that. To really,
probably it's more like a year.
More, absolutely.
If you want to, and see, of course, you don't want to look at that, but it's probably to get them really acclimated and part of the whole culture. It's probably closer to a year.
Now, here's another thing that I know is a factor. It's a huge factor. Is loss on your it impacts your revenue and also impacts your client base, because it's a face that's changed. It's a name that's changed. Someone on the other end that maybe I could trust, I could have talked to, I knew that they were going to solve my problem. Suddenly they're there. I was just getting to know this guy. I was just getting to know this gal, whatever it may be.
We talked to somebody just the other day.
Yes, we did.
The changes that were going on, and this client that was working with this one particular leader and in his organization, and they're coming back and said, well, how do I know now? How do I really know what's going on? How do I know that you're going to be able to do what it is? And this customer was a pretty big customer, and he was very concerned.
Yeah.
And he thought, and he's got a great relationship with the leader, but there was the other things going on in the organization that he was now questioning.
Yeah.
So it does have a rippling ramification that goes on. That's very, very, very true. So there's that. Plus the employees, that's another element. You're going to lose on that.
Right. Right. Exactly. And not only that, severance pay. You got to pay these people severance pay. Continuation of their benefits. So really, you need to unpack and really take a close look at what it's going to cost you if you're not putting the right people in place to be a leadership or a leader in a leadership position. If you're not taking the time to adequately train them, if you're not taking the time to do the leadership development so they can be function as a leader in their position, then it's going to cost you. These things are going to cost you. Now, let's back up. Let's go to the other side. We talk about ROI, return on investment of coaching and developing people. Let's just base it. Let's just throw some numbers out there if we can. Just for fun. Okay. So if it's $75,000 employee. And if you add the fringe in there, which is the average is about 33%. So really you're up closer to probably about 95,000, between 95 and $100,000 on an employee. Okay. So let's just use that number. Let's just go with $100,000. As an annual salary. Now, and let's use the average number that companies are spending on leadership development. This at $3,594, which quite frankly is not much money. That's a very low amount of money to be spending on somebody. But let's just use that as a number. Just doing some numbers here. Okay, so just based on that, Michael, if you were to get that person to stay for one more year and you spent $3,500, okay, on a $100,000 employee, you got them to stay. So so the average turnover, the average cost to replace that person would be $32,000, right? Based on the average cost, it was 32%. All these numbers we're doing, and you look at the cost at $3,500. So your average return on investment, if you were to keep that person one year longer, 8.9 times your ROI, that $3,500, right? $3,594. What if that goes a couple more years? What if that person stays 5 years longer? Compound that and start looking at what is the cost, the return on investment to actually spend some time to develop these employees. So it's that intangible, that's those tangible, intangible costs of executive turnover that's going to get you. Number one, it's going to cost you how much to replace them, about 33% of their salary. But if you spend the time to really develop them, and we're going to talk about this in another podcast, is finding the right talent. But what is it? What is the return on investment for you? What's the return on investment for them? What is it going to, how is that going to impact them personally, their families, everybody around them, employees,
their teams, their departments, yeah, their clients, all those yeah kinds of things. That starts to really multiply into a lot of money. And yeah, you're just thinking, yeah. And then if you're being kind of stingy about just $3,500, you aren't getting it. You just simply aren't understanding what's going on in terms yeah of the possibilities of real ROI, instead of just, you know, keep, you know, thrashing around wondering what to do here.
And those, quite frankly, those are very low numbers.
Yeah, they are.
You know, to spend on someone, and if even at that $3,500, you spend that on somebody, on leadership development, the right leadership development, and they feel like they, you know, they owe you something. They owe the company something. This company believes in me, right? Turnover goes down.
And even if the costs were for that kind of investment, twice that, three times that, four times that, even if it was that, still the savings on that are immense. So that's something that leadership development in organizations, they really must start figuring out.
Yes.
And get
yes
the right kind of instruments, the right kind of things, looking at the individuals, the culture, and so on and so forth. You spend a little bit of money, but the payoff and the return is really, really great. Because it's kind of like, you know, to be honest with you, a toxic culture is like an undiagnosed cancer in your body.
Right.
That's what it really is like. It's just undiagnosed. You don't know it's there. It's still there. And you might even go into denial that it is there. And you might even get to the point, not only, oh, I don't think it's going anything on, you might get to the point where you're actually lying about it. And you know you're lying about it. But that cancer inside of you is still going on, and it's still raging. Yeah. At some point, it's still going to get you. And there will be a cost. Yeah. And for you to just kid yourself, a delusion, and kid, you know, all the sorts of stuff that we can tell ourselves that it's not real, it's not happening to us, it will come back in spades. Better to catch it now than when it's like, gee, I don't know, we got like a 10% chance that we can save you at this point. If you'd come to us 2 years ago, we probably could have. In fact, I went and had one of those not too long ago. They said, if you would have come here 3 years from now, I couldn't have done anything.
That's pretty sobering.
It is very sobering.
Sobering. Because if you look, it's gone from 14% up to 18% on leadership turnover. That's an increase that's going to increase down the road. And so you really need to ask yourself, do you have a leadership turnover problem? And what can we do to stem that?
How do they get a hold of us? Our time's up.
Executive Leaders Act, ILEC.com. You can find us both on LinkedIn. Email us. You can get all our information off our website and reach out to us. And we're going to follow up on this same podcast. We got some other parts of this in our leadership problems, leadership turnover problems we want to address.
Indeed. Right. All those good folks out there in Brazil that are watching us, there is Guatiera. I'm probably saying this completely wrong. Guatiera.
Sounds good.
Faro, F-A-R-O, wherever yeah you are out there.
Sao Paulo. Yep.
All right. Yep. All the best to you folks.
Okay. Take care. And until we talk again, see ya.
Leaders lead well.
With all of the issues facing leaders and organizations today, you need executive coaching more than ever. Go to our websites, richbaronexecutivecoaching.com or michaelbailey.com. You can also find us both on LinkedIn. Reach out to us and let's sit down and find out just how bright your future can be with executive coaching. We'd also like to thank all of our supporters in over 60 countries and 600 cities worldwide who have helped to make us one of the top executive coaching podcasts in the world. From Rich Barron and Michael Bailey, this is Mainline Executive Coaching ACT. Thank you and take care.